Time is 7:45. Joining us on the line from Israel for the Israel Report, Raleigh Marks, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And I tell you, if ever there was a time to pour quarantinis, and I know it's only 7:45 South African time, it's 8:45 Israel time. We were really hoping to fast forward these clocks at least by 2 months. After this week, it would be absolutely perfect to pour a quarantini. What a week of news it has been.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. So just give us a sense now. Israel is on complete lockdown as well. You can't even take your cat for a walk more than 100 meters from your apartment.
Well, my cat just had it. They're self-isolating with the humans that are not prone to attend. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course we're attending to his every need. But yes, we are on virtually complete lockdown. We're allowed out to the supermarket, the pharmacy, and within 100 meters of our homes, unless we have to do something for absolute emergency purposes. And police are patrolling and monitoring quite strictly. I heard a few cases of people being pulled over and questioned by the police. Where have they come from? Where are they going? And Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday saying that they haven't ruled out complete lockdown, and the IDF is preparing to ensure curfews and to help the police in ensuring that people obey the rulings of the health ministry and the government, which is to stay at home and save lives. The IDF will be unarmed, but it's very, very important. And I must just, a little bit of positive news that the United Nations yesterday lauded the incredible cooperation. In fact, they use it as an example. And quite interestingly, I've seen people who are commenting on how we deal with COVID-19, people who we call light workers or motivational speakers, also commenting on the incredible work being done between Israelis and the Palestinian Authority. Yesterday, Defense Minister Naftali Bennett also speaking about the incredible work that is being done between Israel and the Palestinian authorities to ensure that both Israelis and Palestinians as much as possible are kept safe. In fact, the army allowed permits for Palestinians who are in Israel for work purposes to stay here so that they don't have to travel backwards and forwards and put their health at risk. So that's where we're standing with that. So there's a lot of cooperation, except for the odd few that have to go to the beach or gather in large numbers. This is not on. And the health ministry said yesterday, these next 2 weeks, especially as we have Ramadan, Pesach and Easter, are absolutely critical to ensuring that we flatten the curve. But our stats as of at least 5 minutes ago, when we were notified that sadly a 93-year-old a man has passed away at Soroka Hospital as a result of COVID-19. Our stats are as follows: 2,693, not a massive jump from yesterday. 70 have recovered completely. 9 have sadly passed away, and 46 are in severe condition.
I guess the other thing that is of concern in Israel, much like Italy, and obviously the demographics aren't the same because Israel's also got a very large young population, but there's also a large amount of older people. Israel's always been known for its quality of life for older people, safety, social interactions, things that the environment is very, very conducive to an aging population. That must be a major concern for Israelis.
It is a concern, and it's very interesting to hear the language used by the government. They don't refer to them as the elderly population, but rather our subbers and sufters, our grandfathers and grandmothers.
Oh, I love that.
And we have to take, and it's really been stressed how important it is that we look after Saba and Safta. Here in the city of Modi'in, I'm so proud of our mayor and of the way the city has responded. We were featured this week as a possible model for other cities. We have a non-profit that has organized one volunteer in each of our 13 neighborhoods, and it's to make sure that all people above the age of about 65 are taken care of as far as food is concerned, as far as checking in on their social well-being, as far as their emotional well-being. They're organizing that with a group of volunteers. Yesterday, our mayor released a list of the supermarkets and the hours that will be strictly for people over the age of 65. And that we must all cooperate and look after them. And people who live on Moshavim across the countries and in other cities have all spoken of how the young people have established WhatsApp groups, have said, you know, anything that we can do to run errands, to go get food, anything that, to go pick up medicine, prescriptions, anything that we can do to help Saba and Safda, we're going to do. And of course, being a part of a social welfare organization that has several what we call Bet Avot or parents' homes, our concern, our primary concern is the well-being of our residents. And one country donating a library to make sure that Saba and Safda have something to read, that they are entertained while they are in isolation. And I know that in South Africa, I know Sandringham Gardens, you're doing a phenomenal job. And I'm quite partial to it because my father is there. You're doing a phenomenal job in ensuring that our parents, our Sabas and Safdas, or Bobas and Zaydas, are taken great care of. And, it, you know, for many of us who are far away from our parents and grandparents, it means the world to us. So thank you to the Chev. Thank you to Sandringham Gardens for your outstanding work.
And of course, I was chatting to somebody yesterday, people at Sandringham Gardens and at the Chev working throughout this period of lockdown because it is obviously considered an essential service. So tremendous amount of work being done on the emotional side, on the social side, on the medical side to make sure that our Bobas and Zaydas, and I absolutely love not using the word aged or elderly. I absolutely love Sabas and Safdas. Somehow that's even warmer when it comes from Israel. The Sabas and Safdas are safe and being looked after. Quite something.
Absolutely. Rolene, you know what is interesting, just before we go into the next topic, is in a story released by the United Nations, is the laying down of arms of militia groups, of terror groups, as really the world unites to fight COVID-19. So if there's any lesson that comes out of it, it's that it can be done, that we can see a silencing of the guns. Mm.
Yeah, well, you know, I believe that this hand sanitizer causes havoc with your ammo. So, so it's very difficult to hand sanitize and, you know, it's just all a bit weird. All right. What's also unbelievable was through all of this, so with everything going on in terms of COVID-19, there's been a huge shift in Israeli politics. Yesterday, a lot changed. Give us an update.
Well, let's rewind back a few days, and Yuli Edelstein, the former Speaker of the Knesset, dropped a massive bombshell when he announced his resignation. And this was because he refused to hold a vote which would decide his successor. Now, the Supreme Court issued a judgment saying that he has to comply and he has to have this vote. And he said he'd rather resign than have the vote. His conscience, as far as upholding the democratic values of Israel is concerned, won't allow for that. And of course, there was a lot of criticism for both rulings. Some saying, you know, you Yuli Edelstein, you're delivering a blow to democracy. Others saying, you know, how dare he take on the Supreme Court. Others saying, you know, this shows you why you survived the gulag, Yuli Edelstein. But in an incredible turn of events yesterday, you know, we knew that the blue and white chaired by Benny Gantz was meeting with Likud quietly to discuss the unity government. But yesterday, things just like rapidly changed. At about 3 o'clock, it was announced that Benny Gantz was putting his name forward as Speaker of the Knesset. And many of us said, wait, what? You know, where did this come from? And as it turned out, all of his party supported that. They wanted Mayor Cohen, who essentially didn't put forward his portfolio. And as a result, the Blue and White, which was made up of Yesh Atid, chaired by Yair Lapid, and Telem, chaired by Moshe Ya'alon, they have split. Ya'alon and Lapid filing formal documents to split from the Blue and White. So the Blue and White now gone back to its original three parties, Chosen Yisrael, or Israel Resilience, chaired by Benny Gantz, Telem by Ya'alon, and Yesh Atid by Yair Lapid. And what's come out of this is that many are saying that Yair Lapid was the real obstacle to moving forward and forming a government. Ya'alon we haven't heard from, but I mean, how would you know when Lapid leaves the WhatsApp group for Blue and White, MKG. No, once you exit a WhatsApp group, it's official.
It's done. And it's official.
It's done.
And it's very hard to come back.
Very hard, Howard. Very hard. You know, he shared images of that yesterday, and once he did that, then we knew it was done. But he's the only one who's come out.
Because Yair Lapid isn't coming across, and he hasn't come across well over the last over the series of elections. He hasn't really stood up and shown himself to be the leader that people were hoping, or that I personally was hoping that he could be.
No, he hasn't, and he took a swipe at Benny Gantz yesterday, saying that he sold everybody out to Netanyahu. But as Benny Gantz said, you know, at the end of the day, we've got this massive, massive common enemy, and right now Israel has to be above all politics. The well-being of Israel, the safety of Israel, how we deal with COVID moving forward has to be of paramount importance. Now, it's reaffirmed for many why we feel Benny Gantz is a man of incredible integrity. In fact, his political rivals who've served with him in the army immediately put down their political arms, so to speak, and they've said, you know, Benny Gantz, you are what we need. You put Israel, you put everybody else above your political gain. Some say it's perhaps very naive of him, but most people saying this is integrity. So this is where we stand at the moment. Mm-hmm. Benny Gantz will be the Speaker of the Knesset for a short time. Then he will, and we're assuming there will be a vote for a new Speaker, until which time he will take on the portfolio of Foreign Minister. I mean, if ever there's going to be a man getting a crash course in how to be a politician or minister, Howard, it's going to be Benny Gantz. From September 2021, he will replace Prime Minister Netanyahu as Prime Minister. Also very key, we have Chili Topper. He will be the Justice Minister. He's from the Blue and White. And Gabi Ashkenazi, the former Ramatkal or Chief of Staff of the IDF, he will be Defense Minister. And we don't know where the other portfolios will be going in this. Apparently, there's a shared between the Likud and the Blue and White. Apparently, the big loser in all of this is the man they used to call the kingmaker, Avigdor Lieberman. He's apparently losing out on a major portfolio. But and I'm sure Lapid will too. He's going to the opposition. But this is where we stand at the moment as we hopefully move closer to a unity government.
Yeah, so, but it definitely looks like there could be signs.
There definitely are signs.
That we're getting closer to something.
It's almost done, unless there's like somebody massively torpedoes it. It's almost done, but I think we've learned two things. I think we've learned that Benny Gantz is perhaps a little bit more politically astute than we think he is, and that there are bigger things that are concerning, and we need to get that emergency committee for COVID-19 set up as soon as possible, and we need a government in order to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely right. Rolene Marks, unfortunately, our 15 minutes goes way, way too quickly. Because we didn't even talk about Harry and Meghan, and I know that's not in the Israel report, but I felt that was important. They fled Canada. They are now living in Los Angeles.
I'm gobsmacked. I thought if ever there was an opportunity to show that you can carry out duty and be there for the British public and for your family, this would be it. But they've hightailed it off to Hollywood.
Real gypsies. Time is 8 o'clock. Rolene, Mark, thank you as always. Please stay safe. Please stay healthy.
Shabbat, and we'll, shalom, of course, guys. Catch you. God bless all of you. Shabbat.